This is a Fox News alert. The Fed gets aggressive. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
My colleagues and I are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down to our 2% goal.
Fed Chair Jay Powell, after the central bank hiked its key interest rate by 0.75 point to the highest level since early 2008, also signaling the aggressive pace will continue, boosting their June forecast for the year-end rate by a full point to more than 4%.
Restoring price stability will likely require maintaining a restrictive policy stance for some time. The historical record cautions strongly against prematurely loosening policy.
Powell says the Fed will look for compelling evidence in the coming months that inflation is moving down. New York's attorney general is suing former President Donald Trump, accusing him of years of financial fraud, including inflating the value of assets like his Florida estate, Mar-a-Lago.
Among the remedies that are being sought by Letitia James, the attorney general, she went on to say that Donald Trump, as well as his three children, should be barred from serving as officers or directors in any company in New York State, and that Mr. Trump should also be barred from taking part in any real estate transactions for the next 5 years.
Fox's David Lee Miller. The suit names Trump's three oldest children who've been involved in his business, along with Trump, two executives in the Trump Organization. Trump ripping the suit on social media, accusing James again of a politically motivated witch hunt. President Biden just meeting for the first time with Britain's new prime minister, Liz Truss, who says the UK is reaching out to fellow democracies
to make sure that democracies prevail.
That meeting at the UN, where Russia's president is being condemned as reckless for the war in Ukraine. President Putin is now drafting reserve forces, prompting mass protests in Russia, where one protest monitoring group is reporting more than 800 arrests in 37 cities. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Congress is moving forward on a proposal to clear up the way it certifies presidential election results.
The House is voting today on changes to the Electoral Count Act, specifying the ceremonial role for a vice president during the counting of the Electoral College and raising the threshold for members of Congress to object to a state's slate of electors.
These reforms will strengthen our elections and breathe life into our democratic institutions.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says the proposal should be bipartisan. Most House Republicans are raising concerns, like Pennsylvania's Guy Reschenthaler.
He does everything to take away constitutional and state sovereignty over elections.
A bipartisan group in the Senate is working on a separate Electoral Count Act measure.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. A tribute to Britain's Queen Elizabeth at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. The Vice President, House Speaker, and House Minority Leader among those attending that service earlier today. A sidelined NBA owner is putting his teams on the market.
1 week since the NBA suspended Robert Sarver, owner of the Phoenix Suns and the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury, for 1 year and fined him $10 million for behavior deemed racist and misogynistic. Sarver, in a written statement, announced Wednesday he has begun the process to sell both franchises. While he had hoped it would not come to this, Sarver wrote, "In our unforgiving climate, it has become painfully clear that is no longer possible, that whatever good I have done or could still do is outweighed by things I said in the past." Sarver wrote, "For those reasons, I am beginning the process of seeking buyers for the Suns and Mercury." Sarver wrote that he does not want to be a distraction to either team. He said this is the best course of action for everyone, and he wrote that he will, quote, "continue to work on becoming a better person." Jared Max, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's up 123 after fluctuating on the Fed announcement. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.